Well, hello there, Falmouth family. Welcome to the Residence Resource, the podcast for making home and family happy, healthy, and holy for those who reside in the Falmouth vicinity. I am your host, Yannick Lewis. Body odor. Not nice, but we all have to deal with it. Most of us buy deodorants, and by and large, they do work and smell really good. But if you're interested in making your own deodorant, if you're looking to cut costs, and if you like to do things more naturally, you will want to stay tuned to this episode to learn how to make your own deodorant. But before we go any further, let us listen to our home building tip from the Bible. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. That was your home building tip from the Bible, brought to you by the Residence Resource. What causes body odor? The good news is it's not actually your sweat, but we have some bacteria on our skin, and especially under the armpits, that use up our sweat and produce a chemical that smells not so nice. Now we have deodorants and we have antiperspirants. Let's just mention the antiperspirants first. Antiperspirants stop you from sweating. They block your sweat pores, so you are not producing the sweat that the bacteria will be using, so you are odor-free. Deodorants, on the other hand, do not stop you from sweating, but they will neutralize that odor that would normally be produced. These products, therefore, are aimed at inhibiting bacterial reproduction or multiplication, if you want to call it, and that is how you are able to be odor-free. When considering making your own deodorant, you will need to ask yourself some questions. One, how easily can I source the ingredients? Because you're thinking of either buying something, or do you want to make everything from scratch? Number three, how long does it last? There are some types of deodorant that might need reapplication throughout the day. Number two, how easily do you want your deodorant to be applied? Powder form, or do you want to spray it on, or do you want to apply it as a paste? Number four, do you like fragrances, or are you okay with just being odor-free? And five, do you have any reaction to any of the ingredients? Now, as I go through my suggestions for making your own deodorant, think of each of the suggestions in light of these five questions. Now, here is my first suggestion of how to make your own deodorant. You use baking soda. Try mixing 1/8 of a teaspoon of baking soda with a little bit of water and rub it under your arms. You can also use a wet rag, pour a little baking powder on it, and wipe it under your arm. Or you can simply dust it on dry. And I know it works. I personally know someone who attests to the odor neutralizing effects of baking soda. So let us assess it. How easily can you source it? Fairly easily, but you will have to think of always buying more. How easily do you want it to be applied? It is a fairly easy application. It is simple. How long does it last? It should keep you throughout the day, but everybody's body is different. So if you give it a try, you just need to be aware of yourself and see if you need to put an extra application on. Do you like fragrances? Well, baking soda is not going to give you a fragrance. You are just going to be nice and odor-free. And number five, do you have any reaction to the ingredients? Baking soda is known to cause a skin reaction in some persons, so this is something to look out for. Now here is suggestion number two. Make your own deodorant from rubbing alcohol. Yes, rubbing alcohol is inexpensive and it is able to make you odor-free by killing those odor-causing bacteria. Now for rubbing alcohol, you can simply fill a spray bottle with it and spritz it on your arms. Or you can get a cotton swab, soak it with the alcohol and wipe it under your arm. So in our assessment, it's easy to get the rubbing alcohol, but again, you'd have to think of always buying more. Additionally, you would have to consider the repurchasing of your cotton swabs if you intend to use the cotton swab method. And finally, you may need to make an upfront purchase of a spray bottle, but I'm thinking you could reuse one of those spray bottles for insect repellents. Just to be on the safe side, I'd recommend that you wash it with soap and water, give it a good wash, and make sure it's clean before you put in the alcohol to apply under your skin, just to be on the safe side. The next question that we want to look at for rubbing alcohol is how easily is it applied? Very easy to apply, because you are going to be spraying it on or just applying it with the cotton swab. It should last you throughout the day, but each person's body is different. So again, you don't want to just be aware of your body and see if it needs an extra application. Question four, it does not give you a fragrance. It makes you odor-free. So if you want a fragrance, then you'd have to add something else, which I will discuss in a few more minutes. And finally, do you have any reaction to the ingredients? I'm not aware of rubbing alcohol causing any skin irritation, but each person's skin is different, so you just have to look out for it for your own skin. Number three in my suggestions of how to make your own deodorant is to make your own deodorant from lime juice. You get a lime, cut it in two, and use one half of it to rub under your arms. This is a method that I have tried and proven. You can even reuse that half of the lime if you're not able to source limes so easily. But in the assessment, you ask yourself, how easily can you source limes? You might need to purchase them, or you might have a lime tree in your yard. So it depends on whether or not you have access to limes from a tree, or if you'd have to purchase them at the market. How easily can it be applied? It's fairly easy. You just cut the lime in two, or if you're more adventurous, you can juice your lime and pour that juice into your spray bottle and spritz it under your arm, as for the rubbing alcohol. The third question, how long does it last? Well, I'm able to tell you that it really lasts, even for days. Without giving you too much information, I have experience that one application can serve you for several days, even under the most challenging circumstances, especially as a female. Hint, hint. Number four, do you get a fragrance from it? I don't recall getting a lemony fragrance from it, but you will be odor-free. And number five, do you have any reaction to the ingredients? Now, lime juice is known to cause photosensitivity and hyperpigmentation. But some persons will just cover up, make sure that their armpits are covered from the sun. Other persons will apply a little layer of coconut oil after they have applied the lime juice, because coconut oil does have some sunscreen protective activity. And a word of caution, never ever apply lime juice to recently shaven armpits or to armpits that have already been injured, or even if you were scratching the armpit, you're gonna get an ouch there. But overall, it's really a really good option for homemade deodorant. Make your own deodorants from coconut oil. Coconut oil is known to have antibacterial activities, which makes it suitable for killing those odor-causing bacteria under the armpits. Some people find that they can simply spread a small amount of coconut oil under their arms, but that doesn't work for everyone. They might need to apply more. But then you're going to probably have a challenge when it comes to how greasy it might be. So you just need to find the right balance between the amount that you need to apply and the effect that you're seeking to have. So in our assessment of it, how easily can it be sourced? Again, if you have a coconut tree, or you know, you're in the country and you can easily get the coconuts, you can actually make your own coconut oil, or you might have to just keep purchasing coconut oil. Now, how easily is it applied? Very easy to apply. How long does it last? Again, everybody's body is different, so you just need to find that right balance between how much you need and the amount of greasiness you can tolerate. Unlike the other methods I suggested, it's going to give you a nice fragrance, nice coconut smell. And do you have any reaction to coconut oil? I don't know of anyone who does, but everybody's body is different, so you just need to look out for that. Now, I've shared with you how to make your own deodorants from some single ingredients. Now, I want to share with you how to make your own deodorants using a combination of ingredients. First off, there is one that is based on baking soda, but you're going to mix one part baking soda with 6 parts of cornstarch and dust it as a dry powder. Just dust a little bit under your arms. The baking soda will give you the odor neutralizing effect, but cornstarch actually helps to prevent wetness. The next method is based on the rubbing alcohol, but you add a few drops of a nice essential oil to give it a nicer smell. And number three, you combine coconut oil, cornstarch, and baking soda, plus or minus your own choice of essential oil. You mix the baking soda and the cornstarch together. Then you add the coconut oil, mix it well, and you add, if you're going to use essential oils, you add a drop at a time until you have a nice fragrance that you will enjoy. You place that in a small jar, or if you can get an empty deodorant container, put it in the fridge and let it set. And that's how you can make your own nice, maybe you can call it a stick deodorant, home version, DIY style. And that pretty much sums up what I want to share with you today about the different types of deodorants you can make from home. But before I go, I have a special mention to make of a nice little company. Well, let me not say little,
But a nice company that I found based here in Jamaica that makes essential oils. Now, first of all, why am I mentioning this company? The main reason is I like to leave my listeners with things that are actionable. And in sharing with you about how to make your own deodorant, I mentioned the use of essential oils. Now, if you're like me, you're probably wondering, what are essential oils? Where can I get them? How do I use them? Etc. But I found a company called Della Enzi Essentials. It's an all-natural plant oil company. And I'm going to share with you what I found on their website. So I'm just going to read that for you. We make and sell authentic Jamaican essential oils. We extract unique Jamaican essential and aromatic oils. They are all 100% pure and can be used for medicinal, therapeutic, and aromatic purposes. Our oils are made from organic Jamaican-grown plants. We sell over 20 different essential oils. And they continue to list the various kinds of essential oils that they sell. But I'm just going to mention a few which would be more beneficial for a deodorant type of use. So they have lavender, grapefruit. Perhaps you could also include lemongrass. There's also sage. And I also saw tea tree oil, which is big on the internet when you do research on making your own deodorant. Tea tree oil is one of the ones that is deemed to be excellent in its use for deodorant purposes. Their average price is $11.50 US for a 15 ml bottle. I really like their packaging. It was very pretty. And what I also liked, I found two things that I liked about the website. Firstly, the product details are given. So you have the images of each product. And when you click on it, you are able to find out the uses of these essential oils. So you'll see if they have antibacterial properties, etc. And you are also provided with mixing guidelines. There were two features on the website that I found were pretty nice. Number one, they offer product details on the website. So if you're looking at the images for the essential oils, you would be able to click on it and it would take you to a page with details as to the properties and the uses of each essential oil. And you are also provided with mixing guidelines, because essential oils are normally added to or mixed with another oil called a carrier oil. So they give you the mixing guidelines. The second feature, which I found quite nice, quite practical, was the Let's Chat feature, which is an online chat service. So once someone is available in the working hours, you'll be able to chat with someone online and get answers about the products. I also realized that if an agent is not available immediately and you enter a message, you will be prompted to supply your name and your email address so that the response would be sent to your email address upon the availability of an agent or upon the response being provided. So I found that to be a very good feature of the website for Della Enzi Essentials. Now, where can you get these essential oils to buy? Della Enzi Essentials offers you two options. You would be able to purchase online, and the website is DelaEnzie ESSENTIALS. DellaEnzEssentials.com. And I think this would be more practical for those of us who live in the Falmouth region, because their office is actually located in Kingston. Their office, or should I say their store, is located at 11 Burlington Avenue, Kingston 10, Jamaica. And that brings us to the end of this episode of The Residence Resource, where we spoke about making your own deodorant. I hope you found it valuable.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you.